The Warriors and Spurs in a frenzied battle to open the Western Conference Finals, and the Warriors trailed by as much as 25 in this Game 1, but took the challenge head-on. Stephen Curry simply outstanding in this Sunday matinee. A game-high 40 points punctuated by 7 three-pointers, 3 steals, and 7 boards. Kevin Durant's aggressiveness attacking the basket key. He would finish with 34 points and 4 blocks while hitting multiple big shots in the second-half rally as the Warriors turn the tide to take the 113-111 victory in Game 1. Game one. Here's Coach Brown.
What a game. I think could have gone either way. You know, being down 25 or whatever we were down, I give our guys a ton of credit. They stayed composed. You know, not one point in the game did our guys hang their head or think or even not believe. So our guys' composure throughout the course of the game was fantastic. And then on top of that, the crowd. I mean, the crowd brought it tonight. You know, everybody always talks about six man, and I don't think we get that win without the way the crowd was tonight. It was phenomenal. They kept giving us energy at the right time. Our guys kept feeding off of it, and it was amazing. One guy I'd like to point out, I thought Zaza did a heck of a job. You know, we don't normally run Zaza that long. I think I ran him the whole third quarter. He looked gassed, and we talked about bringing him out, but he was playing so well, just doing a lot of little things that we kept him on the floor the entire game. But Steve always preaches, win the possession game, and we'll give ourselves a chance at the end no matter who we're playing. And, you know, our guys hung in there in that area. We ended up shooting more free throws than them, got more offensive rebounds than them, and then we tied them in turnovers. And usually when that happens, for us, we feel pretty good about the possession game, and it gave us a chance to win. But we expect them to come back. Game 2 is going to be tough. We got to do a better job of paying attention to the details. You know, we got to box out. They were terrific on the offensive glass tonight. We can't leave strong side shooters. They have too many good players, too many good shooters that if we're helping off the wrong guy at the wrong time, they're going to knock it down. And then a big one for us is we got to finish the play. There were a couple of times where, you know, they got a loose ball or something like that, and we kind of stopped playing. We got to finish the play until we secure the rebound. But, you know, give our guys credit. Heck of a win.
Mike, Ann Killian with the San Francisco Chronicle. A couple of injury, like Andre Iguodala, was he hurt? He didn't play much. And also Steph kept shaking his hand, and it was getting worked on. How's his hand?
Yeah, you know what? I have not talk to the medical staff. I just about Steph. I mean, he was fine to me. And then Andre, he just looked a little hobbled out there, and I haven't gotten any type of diagnosis from our staff or anything like that. And so in the second half, because he looked a little hobbled to me in the first half, I just went another direction.
Hey, Mike. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. Aldridge was really hurting you guys inside first half of that game. What changed? What did you guys do better against him?
I thought our activity level on him was better in the second half. You know, I mean, he's a tough player to guard in a one-on-one situation. You know, mixing up Zaza on him with Draymond and then mixing up our double teams, you know. You can't give him a steady diet. If you give him a steady diet, he's going to get a great rhythm because he's a great player. And so I thought our activity on him in the second half was much better.
Tim Kawakami, Mercury News. Mike, you're down 20 at half, down 25 at other times. You got Popovich on the other side. What are you thinking? What are your emotions? And do you show them to your players, or do you trying to show I'm in this game too? What's your messaging to them through this?
I just prayed. No, you know, we all stayed composed, and you know, we have a veteran team, and you know, Steve is here tonight or today, and you know, he saw things from afar that, you know, gave us a little bit of life too, that he relayed to the group and relayed to us as a staff, and so we've been down not only to these guys but other teams before. Game 3, we were down to these guys big. And we just kind of stayed with it until we found a group and a way to play and ended up getting ourselves back in the game. So with the team that we have, the veteran guys, their composure, and then the firepower, we know that we're always going to have a chance. And so that makes it easy to stay composed or calm. But we all did it, including the coaches and the players.
Mike, Kevin Radich, KCBS. This was a game of runs for you guys in getting that lead back. But what impact did the energy in the building have? Did the guys sense it? Could you feel it? Was that part of it?
Yeah, it was one of the first things I said. I mean, you know, again, our guys did keep their composure, but being down 25 and playing at home really helped us get over the hump. The crowd, they weren't great. They were phenomenal. I mean, you could feel the energy off of every little thing that we did that was halfway decent. If it was halfway decent, the crowd was going crazy. And our guys fed off it the entire night, especially in the second half. And, you know, we got to do a better job with those little details that I talked about going into game two, because San Antonio is going to be ready and they're going to be just as tough. And having said that, you know, Bay Area people, we need you again.
Mike, obviously you want every player healthy, but Kawhi goes down. Did that affect anything you did? And could you sense the gravity of the game? Obviously it changed almost immediately, but what changed about it?
I'm not quite sure when he went down, but we felt
run
happened right after. That was great. And I mean, we'll take any run that we can go on. But our guys, no matter who was on the floor, we had a game plan going in that we felt was pretty good. And, you know, in the first half, we didn't quite execute it offensively. We were a little stagnant. There was no pace to our game. I mean, everything was walking it up. Our wings weren't running and filling the corners to create great spacing and early offense. We weren't getting our quick drags or our quick pinaways. And this allowed them to control the tempo. And when they're playing comfortable, or anybody is playing comfortable against us, we have a hard time. So, you know, you don't want to see injuries for anybody. But, I mean, that's part of the game. And I know you can't compare Kawhi to Andre, but same thing for us, you know. Andre's a big part of what we do, especially when we go small. And I just felt he was hobbled, so I kept him on the bench. And, you know, they got a deep team. They got a deep bench. You saw it against Houston. So our guys, give them credit. They just kept fighting.
Mike, Ron Krejcik from the Chronicle. Even when you guys were struggling, it seemed like Kevin was very determined to snap you out of your funk. He was the one guy going to the hoop a lot and creating offense. How much did he personally sort of lift you guys out of that?
34 points wise, so that was terrific on his part. But like you said, the thing that we like more than anything else is KD's ability to attack the rim, not just in the half court, but obviously in transition. He got out, he filled the wing, he didn't settle for a jumper all the time. He saw who he had in front of him, who was at the rim, and he looked to attack, and we need that from him. He's the one guy that we really feel helps us get to the bonus early, and you know, it was just evident with him having 12 free throw attempts. So the more aggressive he is, the better we are.
Coach Brown, Tony Harvey, Sacramento Observer. In that first half, with those turnovers that the Warriors had, I think seven of them were steals, and probably the other three, there were some passes where, you know, they just went out of bounds. The player wasn't there. Was that what you mean by paying attention to details and, you know, to get them to focus a little bit more, because the Warriors were a little bit sharper in the second half?
Well, I thought our turnovers in the first half were more about just our poise, or kind of our lack of poise at the time. You know, we were kind of in a little bit of a rush to start the game, and that made some passes, in my opinion, go here or there, which created turnovers and allowed them to run out and break on us and or control the tempo. So what I'm talking about, you know, paying attention to the details, for the most part, is defensively. You know, what our game plan is. Are we locked into what we're supposed to be doing defensively? And in that first half, we made a lot of mistakes that we normally don't make versus any team. And so we have to be better with those little details, boxing out, not leaving strong side shooters, you know, things like that. We have to be better with those things going forward against a very good Spurs team.
Carl Stewart, Bay Area News Group. Zaza played the entire third quarter, and I'm not sure that happened all year. Why was he so vital to what you were doing in that quarter, and in the fourth quarter, similarly with Sean, who played, I think, almost the entire fourth quarter.
Yeah, we don't normally run those two guys as long as we did tonight or today. I just thought Zaza's energy, his toughness. Again, you're not stopping a guy like LaMarcus Aldridge, but I thought he did about as good a job on him as anybody for us up to that point. And he was doing a lot of little things for us offensively and defensively, coming up with loose balls, a block or a chain shot here and there, finishing a layup at the rim, coming up with an offensive rebound. And so I thought his energy, his toughness, his ability to pay attention to the details, he was one of the guys that did in the second half especially, was huge for us. And then same with Dot, or Sean. Sean, you know, his length out on the floor defensively was good for us. Another ball handler. They had LaMarcus guard Sean, which was great. Now, you know, you run Sean into a pick and roll, and basically he's a point guard when he's rolling. He's going to make the right play 99.9% of the time. So I just thought matchup-wise, Dot's size and his playmaking ability and all that other stuff, and then him being long and maybe not securing rebounds but tipping the ball out to us offensively or defensively from time to time was huge. They were both big for us.
Stephen Curry joined Kevin Durant at the podium in the postgame. Here's what they had to say.
Scott Hart-Cooper from NBA.com. Steph, you guys have won a lot of different ways, but it's been a while since you had a game like this. Can you appreciate a victory a little bit more because what it took to get there?
It's the playoffs. You got to expect everything, and obviously we've, I wouldn't call it smooth sailing at all. We've actually had to execute and get to this point, but you know, they came out and, you know, challenged us heavy and put a nice little run together, and took us a minute to figure it out to get, you know, up to that game speed after this little break, and it's definitely a nice way to win game one, and we got to capitalize off that and start game two, you know, a lot better.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area, for both of you guys. In your minds, what went wrong in the first half early on, and then what did it take to get back to where you guys wanted to get to in the second half? What did you guys do then?
The things we talked about going into the series, getting, you know, protecting the glass, limiting them to one, you know, one shot on every possession the best we can, turnovers. Obviously, we didn't make many shots, but we just did some things that were kind of, you know, out of the ordinary for us. And we were beating ourselves pretty much, you know, most of the time. So just had to settle in, really.
Kevin, your response to that? I mean, in your mind, what did you see in the first half and the second half, and what was the difference there?
Well, like Steph said, I mean, I think we came out just a bit too relaxed to start the game, and they hit us in the mouth early. And it's a game you needed to, you know, kind of wake us up a bit. We know what this team is about. You know, no matter who's on the court, they're going to keep coming at you. They're going to play hard every possession, and they're going to keep possessions alive. I think in the first half, the offensive rebounds killed us. You know, when you're down 12, 14 points, you can't let a team get more possessions than you. So we tried to win a possession game. I think we did a better job of that in the second half. But all in all, this wasn't a really good game for us, but we won the game and we played better in the second half.
To your right, Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press, Democrat. For either or both of you guys, Twitter's blowing up a little bit about whether that was a dirty play by Zaza not to give Kawhi a landing spot. How do you respond to that idea?
Zaza is not a dirty player. I mean, you got to time that perfectly if you want to, you know, if you want to hurt somebody. I mean, we're not that type of team. You know, Kawhi's an unbelievable player. We got nothing but respect for him. But we wish him, you know, we wish that he gets healthy. But we didn't, you know. He just tried to contest the shot, man. Guys were playing hard. It was an unfortunate situation. I wish it didn't happen. But I don't think it was intentional. I mean, you can't listen to people on Twitter. They're irrational. So, but we wish that, you know, hopefully he plays next game and his ankle gets better. But it wasn't intentional at all.
Agreed.
Ron Krejci from the San Francisco Chronicle. I guess both of you, or maybe Steph. Just how much, as much as you guys talk about strength in numbers and your depth, how much do you two feel a responsibility to sort of carry the scoring load when the team's struggling like that? And separately, Steve, talking to you guys at halftime, how much of an impact did that have?
It's always great to hear Coach Kerr's voice, to give his perspective. And it's actually a fresh perspective from somebody who's not he's watching the game, so he sees a lot of different angles, and he's seeing how things are developing, you know, from a broader perspective. So that's obviously huge for us. And the other question, like, yeah, we have our identity is predicated on, you know, the collective, you know, ball movement, player movement, using everybody's talents on the floor to create great shots. But when you're in situations where there isn't any flow and you have to make plays, you know, that's what we're expected to do, what we have confidence doing ourselves. And you got to be ready for those moments when they arise. So, you know, can't shy away from it. And that was big tonight for us to get going. But we can't do what we do without, obviously, the collective on the court, whoever's, you know, out there to do their jobs as well.
Janie McCauley from Associated Press. Kevin, that three you hit was 7:53 left, and then you had scored 10 in a row there in the fourth. What kind of ignited you there? You seemed like you were feeling it then, and that kind of turned things around.
Well, it goes back to previous question. You know, when things stall out a bit, you know, we usually try to find a mismatch and go to work, and, you know, I try to get good shots and just be aggressive, you know, not worry about the score, just play the game and, you know, find a good shot. You know, that's what I'm best at, is trying to find the best shot for me and, you know, get into my spot. And Steph got us going in the third. I just try to do my part in the fourth, and he finished it all for us. So that's a you know, pretty sweet thing about our team. We can move the ball and get everybody involved, but when that stalls out, you know, we got guys that can score off the dribble and create off the dribble. So I just tried to, you know, finish and, you know, get shots and make them. Simple.
Yeah, Steph, Kevin Radich, KCBS Radio. Threes were hard to come by early, and they were really playing tough. Was there an adjustment, or was it the flow? Was it ball movement? What shook you loose a little bit more in that third?
I think we were more assertive, but we just simplified things a little bit. Like Kay said, when you can kind of isolate certain situations that you work to our favor, certain matchups, you know, certain screening roles, and at the top of the key, kind of your basic, you know, basketball play, and then you'd be able to play make and create out of those situations. Open it up a little bit early in the third, and then after that, it was, you soften up the defense with that initial attack, and then the ball could hop a little bit better and a little bit smoother around the floor. And guys stepped right up to the line, knocked them down. So, you know, when we miss shots, we don't ever lose confidence. But like you said, we have to just be aggressive through that to create those open shots.
This is for either one of you. Felicia Purcell, Sports in the Bay and the Martinez News Gazette. When do you guys feel the rust started wearing off, and what was the plan after Kawhi went out?
I mean, when you're down 25 points, if you don't wake up then, and something's wrong with you. We didn't come back to the bench and say, look, Kawhi's out, let's change up what we've been doing. I think, you know, obviously you seen this team dead in game six of the last series, so we knew that they weren't going to just lay down. And You know, they were going to, you know, continue to do the same thing they always do, move the ball, find the mismatches, offensive rebound. So we knew that, but we didn't come back to the bench all excited because Kawhi wasn't out there. We knew we had to go try to take this game no matter what. But we knew that was one less ball handler. But Manu came in and did a great job for him as well. So they got weapons. They're a deep team, and they play together, and they got a really, really good system. And we just tried to just try to stick with every possession, and we battled it out and was able to get a W.
Steph, there was the possession late, where you, right here on the aisle, the possession late where you ended up hitting the three that tied the game, but it was after you missed a three, after Kevin missed a three, then after another offensive rebound, you got the ball back. Any feeling that sort of symbolized the day for this team, that even though there were a lot of things that had gone wrong today, you still find a way to make it happen?
Yeah, you can say that for sure. All three of them are great shots. And, you know, obviously the hustle plays to get the offensive rebound. And give ourselves another opportunity. And, yeah, it's just obviously a timely bucket, but those are shots that we normally take, we normally make. And whether, you know, crunch time, it was nice to get that feeling where we kind of overcame some rough patches and found a way to get it done. So, yeah, obviously a confidence boost that we want to take in the game too.
Steph, Tony Harvey, Sacramento Observer. Regardless how it played out, you guys won the game. You got to come back here Tuesday. What is it going to take, you know, to try to get that second game? And plus two, the fans came alive for you guys tonight too.
It's going to take a much better start, a much more focused start, and just get to who we are in those first 3 minutes on both ends of the floor. Tonight that didn't happen, and they took advantage of it. So we don't want to try to give them any life early and keep this momentum up. I think you can carry that from one game to the next for sure. And relying on our home crowd and the energy that they brought, it was crazy, and especially in that second half when we were making our run. You know, they could feel it, we could feel it, that we were, you know, just trying to get over the hump, give ourselves a chance to win it down the stretch, and it was an electric atmosphere for sure that we needed, every bit of it.
All right, game two is coming up here at Oracle Arena on Tuesday night. Then these two teams won't face each other until Saturday for game three in San Antonio. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is the NBA Playoffs.